The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. And once again, on Island Time, we're starting a little late. But you know what? It's all good. And we have this island filled with shiny, happy people. Thanks, REM, for once again a wonderful intro. And thanks again to all of you listeners out there that are taking the time in your day to listen to Adventures in Recovery right here at KVSHLP Vashon. Tom Walston, your host, once again, enjoying a gorgeous sunny day on this healing vortex of the island of Vashon. Hey, we got a couple of things we're going to be taking a look at today. And, a couple of announcements to make. And one of which is about, a couple of shout-outs, actually. Last week, I had a situation where, you know, I had a bunch of documents to send via fax, and faxes are not nearly as common as they used to be. People tend to download into a PDF and then email things. Well, this was a case where an agency needed medical records, and there were a lot of pages, and I don't particularly own a fax machine at home, so I needed to find a place to fax them. So I called Office Depot. What do you charge to send a fax? $2 per page. Well, I had 88 pages that needed to be faxed. So we're looking at a pretty substantial outlay. So I thought, there's got to be a plan B. So, you know, I did a little brainstorming, and I called the Vashon Library. I said, do you guys have a faxing service? They said, well, yes, we do. They said, come on down and we'll show you how to do it. And I said, is there a fee for that? They said, no, it's absolutely free and we'll help you out. So what I want to say is the people at the Vashon Library in particular have got an incredible staff there. There must have been two or three different people at different times helped me set this up, because the maximum amount you can apparently fax at one time is 25 sheets. So I had to do it in four separate increments. But they were so kind and so patient and led me through it step by step. And as I mentioned, there was no charge. And they even said, you don't even need to have a library card for here. So I just want to put that out there. And kudos to our Vashon Library and the entire staff there. Great people. Thank you, thank you, thank you once again for all your help. So then later that day, I'm down on the ferry, which I take the South End Ferry back over to Tacoma, where I live. And, you know, if it's a nice day, it's really special to be able to get up on the deck and get upside and enjoy some fresh air. And I noticed all these bubbles in the air. And people were on the front, all ages, ranging from little 3 and 4 year olds up to construction workers getting off work on their way home. And here was a ferry worker, this older lady that works on the ferry. I see her all the time, but she had a whole pocket full of bubble bottles and wands that she was just took it upon her own to hand these out to people. She came over to me and said, here, pick one, because they were all different colors. And I got to pick my own bubble maker. How fun is that? So, you know, she kind of had a really cool Vashon vibe to her, and it really turned a trip around to make it even more enjoyable. So that was really, really kind of a fun experience. Now, what I'm going to do also is play a little fun music and get back to some more announcements.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung up.
understanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. Strawberry fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me. But you know, I know, and it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. Hung about Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Oh yeah, it's a Strawberry Fields kind of day today here on Vashon. You know, the show, as you well know by now, is called Adventures in Recovery. And some may be curious, what is a recovery meeting like? For instance, AA or NA, or, I mean, there's 70-some different 12-step type meetings out there, all different varieties for all different flavors, because we're all multifaceted. So I was going to play for you a little sample of what it's like to experience an NA meeting.
Welcome to the Anonymous Podcast 2026, just for today's series. I'm Douglas L., your host. Whether you've been kicking it with us for a while or you're a new listener, welcome, and please reach out and interact with us. We have a pretty active Facebook page and we have a podcast number. We're always looking for readers and or folks to share on a Just for Today episode, so let's connect. This podcast is a commentary and discussion of NA literature, aiming to enrich the recovery experience of those who are on this beautiful journey with us. This podcast should not replace contact with your sponsor, your involvement with step work, or participation in the fellowship. Please use this podcast as an additional resource toward our collective growth as addicts in recovery. This podcast does not represent NA. We're not affiliated with NA as a whole. We're simply addicts seeking recovery, nothing more, and for sure, nothing less. Now let's get started.
Hey family, my name is Jen and I'm an addict. My clean date is July 5th, 2022, and I attend meetings in the Eastern Iowa area. My home group is Face Anything, Fear Nothing, and this is the Just for Today for August 11th, Active Listening. Through active listening, we hear things that work for us. Basic text, page 106 to 107. Most of us arrived in Narcotics Anonymous with a very poor ability to listen. But to take full advantage of the therapeutic value of one addict helping another, we must learn to listen actively. What is active listening for us? In meetings, it means we concentrate on what the speaker is sharing while the speaker is sharing. We set aside our own thoughts and opinions until the meeting is over. That's when we sort through what we've heard to decide which ideas we want to use and which we want to explore further. We can apply our active listening skills in sponsorship, too. Newcomers often talk with us about some major event in their lives. While such events may not seem significant to us, they are to the newcomer who has little experience living life on life's terms. Our active listening helps us empathize with the feelings such events trigger in our sponsee's life. With that understanding, we have a better idea of what to share with them. The ability to listen actively was unknown to us in the isolation of our addiction. Today, this ability helps us actively engage with our recovery. Through active listening, we receive everything being offered us in NA, and we share fully with others the love and care we've been given. Just for today, I will strive to be an active listener. I will practice active listening when others share and when I share with others.
All right, welcome back, everyone. This is August 11th, active listening, hanging out with Macy B. Macy, can you let the folks know your clean date, where you attend meetings, and give your home group a shout out?
Yeah, hey guys, I'm Macy B. I'm originally from Jackson, Mississippi. Foglifters is my home group. I now attend meetings in Lewisburg, Tennessee area at Five Steppers. My clean date is November 6th, 2025.
All right, Macy, here we go. You ready to jump into it?
Let's do it.
All right, active listening. What did you think when you read this reader? Anything that stood out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it made some really great points. Like, recovery gave me my voice back, but it also gave me ears. You know, active listening is an act of love. Like, it's making someone feel seen, not just listening to them so that I can respond or defend myself or like manipulate what they have to say to a way where it can benefit me. But today I'm learning to listen to understand instead. And that's just a completely different experience.
Bro, the one piece in here too, when I talked about it, was like, I'm going to listen to the speaker and, like while they're speaking and not. So what that tells me is like, for me not to have that running monologue going on that they were, oh, they're full of shit. Oh, that's not true. Oh, they miss this part of it. They miss that part of it. Do you ever catch yourself? Do you find yourself doing that a little bit?
Absolutely. Listening takes humility for me. It requires me to admit that I don't already know what's best, already know everything. And I have to remind myself a lot, like if I'm busy preparing for my next sentence or for my share or whatever, then I'm not really listening to you.
Dude.
So I could be missing something that's going to save my life. Not even
knowing. Yeah, for sure. And when does it finally click? Like, we don't have all the answers. That's what I want to find out. Like when, you know, because I think somewhere along the way, I feel like I've been just granted like all the answers to everything. That's how it feels in here sometimes.
Really? Well, I think as like a newcomer, I'm still kind of riding that wave of like, I don't know anything, you know, and I'm okay with not knowing anything. And that's why I'm in the rooms, you know?
Dude, what helps me out the most, when I got clean, the dudes at the 12th step me, they put me on this very like strict regimen of surrounding like meeting etiquette. There was zero reasons that we could go to a meeting late. Like it just wasn't happening, you know? And as a result of that, like that's something I really carry into probably on both hands. I could count how many meetings I've been to late, you know, in 26 years. And for a bunch of reasons, now I look at it, like, I think it sets a really good example for others when they see folks on time and early to meetings. I do think it's like it's a bad example. I think it's a bad example when we go into meetings late. Now, that's just me. That's me talking. That's not, you know, that's not kind of like NA's perspective on meeting attendance or anything. That's Douglas L. You know, I think it's a bad example. And what I've noticed about that is when folks come in late to meetings, Macy, and they do the look at me walk. You know what I'm talking about? Like you could walk around the circle, sit down quietly, or you could cut right through the circle, go get a coffee and give a couple hugs, you know, that the look at me circle.
Uh-huh.
And boy, it's distracting, man. Like it's hard for me
sure
to
is.
You know, it's hard for me to focus on, like, if you're sharing and I have somebody, you know, coming in, the door slamming, getting coffee, walking in between me and you while I'm trying to look at you and listen. Yeah, it's a little bit distracting. You get distracted at meetings?
Oh, for sure. So I have a similar experience with, like, meeting etiquette. Whenever I was in treatment, you know, I was new and I didn't know anything. And then just a therapist sitting us down and being like, you know, hey, I'm an experienced member. of the rooms, like been in the rooms a while, like hear some kind of things that might be helpful to hear. Like I really took that in and listened, and it was like, you know, be there early, leave late is always helpful. Fix your coffee beforehand, you know, whenever you're getting up and you're moving around while someone else is sharing, it's, you're showing them that what they have to say is not that important. And I know that I have felt like that in the rooms before. Like if there's just a big distraction during my share, then it's like, you know, you're not getting what you need. And sometimes you go to a meeting to be heard.
Dude, I was, you know, to that point. Yeah. I'm with you on that. There was, I think it's a meeting in Sweden or no. Oh, I can't remember where. Oh, it was a meeting out of, I want to say it was a meeting out of somewhere in Ireland or the UK or something like that. But at the end of the share, instead of saying like, thanks or whatever, they say, you've been heard. Dude, how cool
That's
is
awesome.
That?
That's really cool.
Yeah. That would be nice to kind of bring that. May have to bring that up at the home group. That was just, I just felt like that was very inclusive and very, you know, kind of saying like, hey, we got you, you know, you've been heard. You know, after someone speaks. Yeah, another thing that helps me along my way of this active listening piece is, one, if I could, kind of like what the reader alludes to, if I could bracket any of my judgment, any of the, you know, whatever it is, my preferences, if I could push that out while someone's speaking and kind of open my spirit up to that person, you know, that helps. Another thing what helps me is I close my eyes sometimes, or actually most of the time during the meeting. And, dude, in getting clean, I would see these dudes doing that and I would be full of judgment too, man. So I would be like, they're, you know, pay attention. Are you too, you know, you're too tired, too old and tired to, you know, to be looking at the person or whatever. And really what it helps me do is it kind of almost gets me into this meditative state where I can really focus on, you know, the person sharing and I'm not looking, I'm not like making any kind of judgments on what they're wearing or, you know, what's going on around the room. I kind of just get into this meditative state and I really focus in, you know, on what the person's talking about. Do you have anything that you do that you could share with us and maybe folks listening could benefit from? Like, what are some things that you find yourself doing that helps with this active listening piece, whether it's in a meeting before or after?
Yeah, so I actually go to a lot of candlelight meetings. So that's really cool just because you are kind of displaced from any distractions, like visually. And kind of the only sense you're really picking up on is like hearing somebody else. Something that I do a lot is like remind myself, you know, am I preparing for my share or am I taking in what someone else is saying? And also realizing that, like, I know for me, I pray for guidance a lot. And so whenever I'm praying for guidance, like, how am I expecting to receive it if I'm not listening? And so my higher power speaks to me through people. And some of my biggest turning points in my recovery haven't been whenever I was on spot.
They've been when you
were listening.
So,
like, those definitely help me, for sure.
Yeah, and some of us are, you know, that comes easier for some of us than others. Where are you at with that? Like, do you find... does it come kind of natural to you to get quiet and to listen in when other people are talking?
I think that it's something that I'm conscious of and I make myself do. But really, ever since that therapist had that talk with us about etiquette, I mean, it rocked my world. And just thinking about, like, if you're going to several fellowships too, cause like they took us to, you know, like all of them, you know, like making sure you're following like the language, the recovery language or whatever is like in that room. It's just like, if you go to someone's house and they ask you to take, you know, your shoes off, like, what are you going to do? Hopefully they'll take your shoes off. And just kind of going on, like that way. Like, as for like distractions and stuff, like definitely the phone, you know, is a big one. So whenever the chairperson is like, hey, like, you know, put phones on silence and stuff, I make sure to like actually do that.
Do you really, Macy? Do you?
I do. I press that do not disturb button.
Really? Or you're not,
even
you're
if
not
I'm the
texting?
One sharing.
Are you sure?
I try not to. I try my best, truly.
It is
that,
you know,
every
where...
once in a while. I'm not perfect. Not
right.
Perfect, Douglas.
Fire off a message during the meeting or something like that. Dude, yeah, I'm pretty good about doing that. Like at my home group, I'm the timer. So So I'll do the 4 minutes and stuff. But I'm pretty intentional about not looking at any messages that come in stuff during the meeting, you know. So and our home group's pretty good about that. Like we have some members, including myself, we'll openly share about, hey, the message is here. It's not on our phones, you know, like during the meeting and stuff. So we have a very good atmosphere of, you know, of that piece, like of not of phones not being really involved at the home group. Dude, where I really struggle, quite frankly, is when I go to meetings on online platforms. Macy, I'm really bad at that. I mean, I am just, dude, it's like I'll my either I'll be texting or email, you know, because like I got, you know, it's right there. It's like it's right there, dude. My email is up and shit, and so I am, and just saying that, I feel really bad about that. Like my attention during online meetings is rough. Do you hit any meetings like on online platforms?
I've tried it out before and I've just found that it's really easy for me to not treat it like a meeting. So, every once in a while, like it'll be a filler, but typically I do try to hit in-person meetings. It's kind of something I'm trying to get back into, but again, I just find myself struggling with like I'll clean my house while, listening to a Zoom meeting. And it's like it's not a podcast, It's like something I'm supposed to actively be like contributing to or like listening.
You know what? That's the invitation right there. I think you hit it, man. Whether I'm going to be in person or at a meeting on an online platform, am I treating it the same? Like, am I can I really, you know, can I really say, hey, look, this is me active listening, this is me participating, and can I get myself centered? And my behavior ought to be the same whether I'm in, you know, the brick and mortar setting or I'm in the virtual setting. What's my actions like? All right, thank you all again for spending your time with us today on the Anonymous Podcast.
I hope that gave you a chance to kind of get a little sample of what a meeting might be like and kind of what the protocol is at a meeting and how that works. So thanks again for joining us today on Adventures in Recovery at KVSH Vashon. As you well know, we're here every Tuesday at 1:30 for a little half-hour show about the adventures in recovery. So there was one other announcement I wanted to make for today. There's a lady on the island that's going to do some incredible enduring on our Salish Sea tomorrow. And her name is Mary Singer. She grew up on Vashon. She is an incredible swimmer. And starting tomorrow, she is going to do something that no one has ever done before, and that is sail. She's going to swim around the entire island of Vashon. Yeah. So she learned to swim at the public pool near Vashon High School and then competing on what was then the Vashon Athletic Club and lifeguarding. So she's got a full background of being in the water. So starting tomorrow, she's going to hit the water and she's going to have a whole team surrounding her. There's a lot of protocol, a lot of rules and regulations, but it requires massive support from boat captains to kayakers to observers, and one of which I get to work with at Vashon Youth and Family Services, and the crew who actually keeps her fed while she's swimming, if you can imagine that. So, as I mentioned, that's going to start tomorrow morning. That's going to be Wednesday, August 12th. And it's actually a fundraiser to support the Vashon Nature Center's work. So if you want to make a donation, just pull up, do a Google search for the Vashon Nature Center, and you'll find more information there. So I'd like to do a shout out to folks on the island that are making an incredible difference. And there are a lot of you out there. So, what have you done today to help somebody else? Good question for you. What have you done today? We're about out of time. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. And I look forward to being with you again next Tuesday at, let's just say around 1:30. Thank you.